Hi there.
Hello, Nikki.
How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great. Thanks for talking with us today, and I am ready to record anytime you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready, and thanks, by the way, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. All right, here's what I'll do. I'll start recording right now. Now, really quickly for the record, can I go ahead and get your full name and your title?
Sure. It's William Leibowitz, but you can call me Bill if you wish, obviously.
Okay. And your title?
Well, I'm the author of Miracle Man, the novel.
All right. Maybe tell us a little bit about your book, Miracle Man.
Okay. Well, Miracle Man tells the saga of Robert James Austin, and he's the greatest genius in human history. His intelligence is so incredible that he makes Albert Einstein look like a dummy, essentially. We're talking about someone with like 10 times Einstein's intelligence. And in the book, Austin becomes a real-life superhero because he devotes his intellect to finding cures for diseases on a nonprofit basis. And this, while you would think everybody would love him, in fact, his actions garner him powerful foes, the big pharmaceutical companies, certain government agencies that had wanted to turn him into an intelligence weapon, and various other obstacles, including a very complex psychological profile of his own, which creates various issues. So there's lots of drama and conflict and action, and the book has won a Best Thriller Award, and I think it raises a lot of interesting questions and issues still in a very entertaining context. So that's sort of what Miracle Man is all about.
Maybe go ahead and give us an example of what about the book.
Well, one of the interesting things it raises is that Austin, who's the genius in the book, the protagonist, he realizes that there have hardly been any cures of diseases in the last 50 years. And what he decides is that the reason for that is because the big pharmaceutical companies don't want to cure diseases. They just want to create treatments that people will have to take again and again and again, and creating terrific profits by doing so. So Austin decides he's going to use this incredible intelligence he has to cure diseases, and that makes him essentially public enemy number one to the big pharmaceutical companies, who feel he's destroying their business ailment by ailment. So that is one of the interesting underlying conflicts in the book.
All right, and maybe you can go ahead and give us, tell us your inspiration for getting this book put together.
Yeah, essentially what I wanted to do is create a new kind of modern-day superhero who's actually an anti-celebrity, because, you know, looking around American society for quite a few years now, it seems like there is so much meritless celebrity surrounding us. Maybe it's reality TV that caused this, I don't know. But I wanted to create somebody who had incredible abilities, who was actually, not a celebrity, but a person with actual talent, who doesn't want celebrity, doesn't want to be on posters, on magazine covers. He actually is quite reclusive. And I thought, a hero like that, someone who has phenomenal abilities that he uses only for the public good and that he's not interested in celebrity, would be really a refreshing kind of inspirational character for people, because it's sort of so different from what we are encountering every day, but also the nature of his special abilities are believable in the sense that we're not talking about like Spider-Man or Superman or somebody. We're talking about someone who we could say with a little stretch of the imagination, wow, that could really happen. So that was a big motivation for me to create this modern day inspirational hero.
All right, and now maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, your writing career, and your professional career and your writing history.
Yeah, I actually have been a long practicing media lawyer, and over the years I've represented a lot of very well-known entertainers and entertainment companies. Maybe that's why I'm interested in people who aren't that interested in celebrity, because you know I've been around so many people who are interested in celebrity. The book actually was something I wrote over the last few years after doing a lot of research, because I wanted the book to be reality-based and very plausible. So I did research into two areas. One was the actual nature of profound human intelligence. Genius. What is it? What distinguishes it? How is it recognized? And I, in Miracle Man, when you see how Bobby Austin's genius is recognized, the indicia that I used are fact-based on the biographies of real geniuses, but I amplified it very significantly because Bobby Austin is supposed to be, you know, at a whole different level. So I did a lot of research on that. And then on the medical part, finding cures, I did a lot of research into the diseases that Bobby landed up curing, what is their nature, what cures were tried and failed, what medications are used, and a lot of other general medical and scientific research. I have a science background, and so I did all of this because I did not want the reader to have to make great leaps of faith when they read the book. I didn't want to just say things like, well, then he cured this disease, and then he cured that disease, because I thought that's asking the reader too much. So I wanted to be able to cobble together cures and the way Bobby Austin cured diseases and explain it in a simple, relatively brief, but plausible way, so the reader would be able to become engrossed in the story and say, yeah, that makes sense. That could work. And so there is, once again, a lot of research underlying the book to make it plausible.
All right, and finally, let's talk about your website and how people can go ahead and get your book, and also if you're on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes. People can find more about the book by going to miraclemanbook.com. There's a video, there are reviews, a synopsis, different press pieces, and the book is available on Amazon in paperback and ebook, Nook, and also iBook. And yes, I am on Twitter, and I am on Facebook. But the website, I think, is a great place to start because it will kind of immerse you a little bit in what the book is all about.
All right. Well, those are all my questions, and I thank you so much for talking with me today.
And thank you, Nikki. I appreciate you having me.
All right, Bill. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Hi there.
Hello, Nikki.
How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great. Thanks for talking with us today, and I am ready to record anytime you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready, and thanks, by the way, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. All right, here's what I'll do. I'll start recording right now. Now, really quickly for the record, can I go ahead and get your full name and your title?
Sure. It's William Leibowitz, but you can call me Bill if you wish, obviously.
Okay. And your title?
Well, I'm the author of Miracle Man, the novel.
All right. Maybe tell us a little bit about your book, Miracle Man.
Okay. Well, Miracle Man tells this saga of Robert James Austin, and he's the greatest genius in human history. His intelligence is so incredible that he makes Albert Einstein look like a dummy, essentially. We're talking about someone with like 10 times Einstein's intelligence. And in the book, Austin becomes a real-life superhero because he devotes his intellect to finding cures for diseases on a nonprofit basis. And this, while you would think everybody would love him, in fact, his actions garner him powerful foes, the big pharmaceutical companies, certain government agencies that had wanted to turn him into an intelligence weapon, and various other obstacles, including a very complex psychological profile of his own, which creates various issues. So there's lots of drama and conflict and action, and the book has won a Best Thriller Award, and I think it's raises a lot of interesting questions and issues still in a very entertaining context. So that's sort of what Miracle Man is all about.
Maybe go ahead and give us an example of what about the book.
Well, one of the interesting things it raises is that Austin, who's the genius in the book, the protagonist, he realizes that there have hardly been any cures of diseases in the last 50 years. And what he decides is that the reason for that is because the big pharmaceutical companies don't want to cure diseases. They just want to create treatments that people have to take again and again and again, and creating terrific profits by doing so. So Austin decides he's going to use this incredible intelligence he has to cure diseases, and that makes him essentially public enemy number one to the big pharmaceutical companies, who feel he's destroying their business ailment by ailment. So that is one of the interesting underlying conflicts in the book.
All right, and maybe you can go ahead and give us, tell us your inspiration for getting this book put together.
Yeah, essentially what I wanted to do is create a new kind of modern-day superhero who's actually an anti-celebrity, because, you know, looking around American society for quite a few years now, it seems like there is so much meritless celebrity surrounding us. Maybe it's reality TV that caused this, I don't know. But I wanted to create somebody who had incredible abilities, who was actually, not a celebrity, but a person with actual talent, who doesn't want celebrity, doesn't want to be on posters, on magazine covers. He actually is quite reclusive. And I thought, a hero like that, someone who has phenomenal abilities that he uses only for the public good, and that he's not interested in celebrity, would be really a refreshing kind of inspirational character for people, because it's sort of so different from what we are encountering every day, but also the nature of his special abilities are believable in the sense that we're not talking about like Spider-Man or Superman or somebody. We're talking about someone who we could say with a little stretch of the imagination, wow, that could really happen. So that was a big motivation for me to create this modern day inspirational hero.
All right, and now maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, your writing career, and your professional career and your writing history.
Yeah, I actually have been a long practicing media lawyer, and over the years I've represented a lot of very well-known entertainers and entertainment companies. Maybe that's why I'm interested in people who aren't that interested in celebrity, because you know I've been around so many people who are interested in celebrity. The book actually was something I wrote over the last few years after doing a lot of research, because I wanted the book to be reality-based and very plausible. So I did research into two areas. One was the actual nature of profound human intelligence. Genius. What is it? What distinguishes it? How is it recognized? And in Miracle Man, when you see how Bobby Austin's genius is recognized, the indicia that I used are fact-based on the biographies of real geniuses, but I amplified it very significantly because Bobby Austin is supposed to be, you know, at a whole different level. So I did a lot of research on that. And then on the medical part, finding cures, I did a lot of research into the diseases that Bobby landed up curing, what is their nature, what cures were tried and failed, what medications are used, and a lot of other general medical and scientific research. I have a science background, and so I did all of this because I did not want the reader to have to make great leaps of faith when they read the book. I didn't want to just say things like, well, then he cured this disease, and then he cured that disease, because I thought that's asking the reader too much. So I wanted to be able to cobble together cures and the way Bobby Austin cured diseases and explain it in a simple, relatively brief, but plausible way, so the reader would be able to become engrossed in the story and say, yeah, that makes sense, that could work. And so there was, once again, a lot of research underlying the book to make it plausible.
All right, and finally, let's talk about your website and how people can go ahead and get your book, and also if you're on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes. People can find more about the book by going to miraclemanbook.com. There's a video, there are reviews, a synopsis, different press pieces, and the book is available on Amazon in paperback and ebook, Nook, and also iBook. And yes, I am on Twitter, and I am on Facebook. But the website, I think, is a great place to start because it will kind of immerse you a little bit in what the book is all about.
All right. Well, those are all my questions, and I thank you so much for talking with me today.
And thank you, Nikki. I appreciate you having me.
All right, Bill. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.